We are learning Masechet Vavasra, Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, and we are starting the top line of Daf Chavav Amud Aleph. Zok the Gemara, the Bei Bar Meriam Brei the Raven Kavanafzi Kisna, when he was cleaning the flax or combing the flax, have also Raksa Masgeinchi. So the garbage, the psoilus that comes off the pishdon was flying into the ear and disturbing other people. Also, came to Ravina. They came from Ravina. The neighbors, the people, are saying this guy, the Bei Bar Meriam, they're combing their flax, and all the psoilus is flying all over the place. Amalahu. So they told them. So the Chazal told them. The Rabbanon told them, whoever it was. The Rav told them. Kiyaminu Moida Rabbi Yosi Begiri Delay Hani Mili the Ka'azim Kaychay. Rabbi Yosi says his Moida that Alamazik Laharchik is Atzmoi. That's Dafka when it's coming from his own Kayach. Here, they're not. It's not their kayach that's damaging other people. Hachaziku with the kamamtle. Here, it's the ear. It's the ruach. It's the wind that's doing it. It's the wind that's doing it. So therefore, it's not called giri delay. And Tosfos already asks that why is it worse than every eish? Eish is what's eish? I make a fire, and the wind blows it. You're chayef for that. Why is there any difference? That's called giri delay. So why is there any difference in that? So Tosfos explains that the difference is that an eish by itself goes places. Eish by itself is really a mazik, just doesn't go so far, so you need the ruach to take it even further. A ruach even to a chapsa takes away, but every eish moves by itself. Eish itself is a mazik that keeps on going from thing to thing and it burns things. The ruach can make it go much further. Mashenkin, this thing itself is not a mazik by itself. The whole hezik is coming from the ruach, and that's what he says, no giri delay. Maskevlo mabra vashi, maishno, mizoyra v'ruach masiyata. The halacha is that on Shabbos, if someone does winnowing, which means he throws the wheat together with the chaff into the ear, and it separates through the ear. That's called a malacha, even though the ear is doing it, and so even though the ruach is doing it, the wind is doing it, and it's still considered his maisa. So ruach made them a reima. They said it's kash v'ramei. I hold that in this case, where the person was combing his flax, he's taka mechuyev to get it away. Because it's not different than the case of zayra of ruach masiyata. That case that not different than the case on Shabbos where you chayev for zayra. That's what he says. Vila Ravina my shno. See here, vila Ravina my shno megates yosef takas apatish. So here, they came to Ravina. Ravina told them that Rabbi Yosi is not Moida in this such a case. Ravina argued. So what's on Ravina? So Rashi explains, it's not kash from Zoyra of Ruach Masiyata. That's not kash on Ravina. Why not? Because there, that's Shabbos. They don't learn that from Shabbos. Like it means that the Gemara Baba Kama says, Malachas Machshavas is different. That by Shabbos, that's the shame Malacha. The way you do the Malacha Zoyra is by harnessing the wind. That's the way you do the Malacha. So that's why there you chayif. Masha'inkain over here, that's it, you harness the wind, and that's the way you do it. Masha'inkain, by your mice is not called your mice legavi mazik. So that's not shver. But the ishver, why is different than din of gates hayyotu b'tachas apatish, if there's someone who's banging with a hammer, a blacksmith, and out comes a spark, v'hizik, and it's damaged to someone, the chayiv l'sham, in that case, you mechuyiv to pay. There you mechuyiv to pay. So you see over there that it's no different. And like Tosfos explains, that why is this different than gates? Because there also, we thought that a gates also is not something that could damage by itself. It's a little spark. So you need the ruach to make it, you need the wind to make it into a mazik. So why the yichayiv? And here Ravina says yipater. It was Ravina before who they came to, and Ravina said yipater. My answer is hasam nichle lezel, nichle lezel. So the way Tosfos explains, says, there, you make a koyach. You give a very big bang. Why? Because you want to get rid of that gate. You want that spark to get out of the building because you don't want the spark to make a fire in your own building. You want it to go far away, outside the building. Mashenke in here, you don't care where it goes. And the wind itself is bringing it somewhere else. And therefore, that's not considered your hezek. So the bottom line is, we had a story here where Bei Bar Meriam were combing the flax and the psoilus was going all over the place. Ravina Paskin, that's not okay, that's not Rabbi Yosi. It's not Giri Delay. Why? Because the wind that's being made other places. Masha Enkein, the Maremar held that it was similar to a case of, Maremar held was similar to a case of Zoyer of Ruach Masiyata. There you are, Chai for the hezek. Any questions? Something more about it. New Mishnah. You now plant a tree next to the field of your friend, Elam kin hirchu meno av amas. We had before in last mission, you have to mark 25 amas from someone's bar. But now it's saying, even next to a guy's field, the guy has also a property, whatever he plants there. Rashi says, say if he plants tvua there, say if he plants trees there. I can't put my tree within 4 amas of the property line. What's the pshat? The reason is, like Rashi explains, is because I need place to bring my plow around the trees. And if I have less than 4 amas, I'm going to land up in the other guy's property. Therefore, I have at least a 4 amma buffer zone around my trees. Echo gefanim v'kolilan. Say, if the next door neighbor has gefanim, has vines, has a vineyard, or if he has trees. Either way, I have to move away dalad amas. Hoya gedem. Because if I don't dalad amas, I'm going to damage him by going into his property with my plow. After my plow. Reuven got to put his plow around his tree, so he has to move his tree 12 amas. How else get his plow around the tree? Because it'll be the other guy's property. Land of the other guy's property. If there was a fence in between, then no problem. You can put your tree right next to the fence. Why? Because there is no problem of the plow, because you can't bring your plow there anyway. There's a fence. You're not going to be able to bring your plow into that guy's field. Therefore, it's not a problem if there's a fence. So if your roots are going into the property of your friend, you have roots, let's say it's 10 amas away, but the roots go 25 amas, and they are in your friend's property. Now he wants to plow. The halacha is, he's mayim begimel tvachim. He could shave off 3 tvachim of your roots, in order so it shouldn't stop the plow from the next neighbor from using his plow. If the next neighbor was building a bar now, digging a bar, he could cut anything that's in his way. Now a bar is deeper than 3 tvachim. He could make a bar 10 amas deep. Whatever roots are on the way, he could cut it. And the eitzim belong to him. Who does it belong to? The Gemara will have a shayla, who the eitzim belong to. So that is our Mishnah. Zok to Gemara. The Mishnah says in the Reisha that I should not plant my tree next to my friend's field. Why not? Because I need room to schlep my machareisha, my plow, around my tree without going into his property. Tana arba amish amru kadei avoidas kerem. Like Rashi spoke out from the Gemara that the reason why I need 4 amas is because that's how much the shear kadei avoidas kerem, how much the shear is. They need space to do your work around your tree. In Bavel, 2 amas is sufficient. Why? Rashi explains, because the plows in Bavel were narrower. Just like, you know, in today's day, you go around all the countries, the cars are narrower than our cars, or the tractors are also narrower. The plows were narrower in Bavel, and therefore 2 amas was enough. The Brisa says, a person should not plant a tree next to the friend's field unless he's marked 2 amas. The Gemara of Anan Tanan Arba Amas, Amish says 4 Amas. Elo, Lav, Kiddush Shmuel. It's a right that Shmuel, like Shmuel, that's a chilek between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. Shmami no. Vikid Ramele Mirma. Some make it into Astira. Tanan, Laito Adam, Ilon Samach Sarach Beyam, Kenich Kamar Arba Amas. Amish says that you have to markik 4 Amas. Vatanya Brice says 2 Amas. So Shmuel says it's Teretz on the Astira. Amish Shmuel, like Hashu Kamar Bavel, Kamar Eretz Yisrael. The bottom line is that you always need Avodas Kerem. In Bavel, it's a smaller area that you need for Avodas Kerem, therefore sufficient with 2 amas around the tree. Rava bar Rav Chanan havelu hanu dikli amitzri de paradesi Rav Yosef. Rava Chanan had his palm trees on the border, on the property line of the paradis of Rav Yosef. Hava osa tzipari, this paradis was a vineyard. Hava osa tzipari, birds were coming, yasvi bedikli, they sat on the dekel, v'nachsi be paradesi. And through the dekel trees, they were having a good way to get into Rav Yosef's paradise, Rav Yosef's vineyard, with Mafsalay, and they were ruining, the birds were ruining it. It was because of these dekel trees that made the birds settle there. Then they look over their shoulder and they see this kerem, they came into his kerem. Omalei, so Rav Yosef told Rava bar Rav Chanan, Zilkoitz, cut down your trees, they're disturbing me. I put it 4 amas away. That's all I'm chayiv to. Why are you telling me I have to move it further? I put it 4 amas away. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef told no. Handimili ilonis. That's only if my tree would be a ilon. If my field would be an ilon field, a tree field. Avol gafanim, but I'm a vineyard being in tvei. Then you have to move more away. Frayt de gemara vanan tanan echu gafanim vechkol ilon. So the Gemara assumed what that meant was that say, if the neighbor, Shimon we'll call him, the neighbor has either Gefanim or Ilan, I move away four Amos and that's enough. So it says, Klar, even if you're a Gefanim, I can move away four Amos, it's enough. Why do I have to move more? On Malay, so Rav Yisrael, no, you're learning Mr. wrong. Hanimi le'ilon le'ilon le'gefanim le'gefanim. Aval ilon le'gefanim be'ilon tvei. It says that, that it says, echad ilon le'gefanim means, if you have ilon le'gefanim, means your ilon weighs from his ilon, your gefanim weighs from his gefanim, and actually also your gefanim will get away from his ilon as well, but your ilon away from my gefanim need more. Aval ilon le'gefanim be'ilon tvei. Amalei, so Rava says, okay, I hear your pshat in the Mishnah, no problem, it's your pshat, but not like Katina, I'm not cutting down my tree. The Amar Rav, high dikler ton kaba, a dekel tree, a palm tree that has dates on it, oslo maksai, now I'll cut it down, now I'll cut down a fruit tree. Vom Rav Chanina, loy shochev shichas bri, and most types it means that his son name was shichas, and this person died, el de kotzin oslo zman zimne, because he cut down the tree, he cut down a tana tree, a fig tree, before its man. That means, someone learned, even if you have epis ahead to cut it down, but still a sakana. I'm not cutting down my tree. Mar, he says, you, inichalof, you want to cut it, let's cut it down. And most of the Achraim learned, the Shaila was that Rava wasn't so sure that Yesu was right in his pshat in the Mishnah. He says, but me, I don't hold on mechuyev to move. You hold the mechuyev to move, so you move it. I'm not taking any chances with a fruit tree. If you hold the mechuyev to move, you move it. Tais on the bottom was a little different. Tais on the bottom, Tais learns, because he has a kasha, the Gemara says in the Achayvel that if it's ruining Gefanim, for example, you got to cut it down. Tosis answers, if you learn the last line in Tosis, far Shani Hosom she yoyisim medayim mechishim Gefanim adav atom baytam etcham. There it was very bad. Here the damage wasn't so bad. Therefore, we held you should not cut down the tree. He said, "You want to cut a tree? You cut down my tree." Rapapa, havli hanu dikli amitzri of Hunabrei of Shua. Rapapa had palm trees on the border of Hunabrei of Shua. Also, Ashkadav Chofav a Kakaot Shrosha. He found that he was digging and he was cutting his roots. It means Rapapa was here and the next field over was Hunar Yeshua. Hunar Yeshua was doing something in his field and he cuts all his roots off in his field. Amalei, my hey, what are you doing? Amalei, Tanan, Yeshroshav Yetzvech Shachavere, Mamak Shloisha Gishak Machresha. He says, what do you mean? It says in the Mishnah that if your roots are coming to my property, even if you're there for a shos, but your roots are my property, I'm allowed to shave it three tefachim in order that my chresha shouldn't get caught. Amalei says, Hanimel Shloisha, Mark Chavetve, you're cutting even more than three tefachim. Amalei, I know, Boyreis Shechem Aros Kachafirna. I'm making a bar now. I'm digging a ditch here. The Tanana, Yechayfe Bar Shechem Aro, Koitzitz V'yayrid V'eitzim Shloi. And by Yechayfe Bar, it says more than three tefachim. I could dig as deep as I want. And the Eitzim Shloi, we see who Eitzim means, but I could dig as much as I want. So this was the argument to Rav Papa and his neighbor Rav Huna. Rav Huna was digging through all his roots. Rav Papa said, it says only three tefachim. But he says no. It says bar, you go on further. Amra Papa, Amri Le Kulu, I tried every raya to try to slug him off. Lo Yachle, I could not overpower his taina. I cannot slug off his taina. I cannot refute his taina. On top of Chavav on base. Until I told him this taina. Hod Amra Yehuda, Meitzar Shechziku Barabim Oso Lekalkaloi. The halacha is, if there was a path that the rabbim were muchzik, then you can't take it away. And somehow, that's different to our Rabbi says, I'm like a meitzah shechzik of a rabbim. So what's pshat? So it's Masrim Rashi, that's what Rabbeinu Gershom says. They say, since I have this right to make my tree for years already, the loss of Rabbeinu Gershom is, va'avoysai, va'avoysai, avoysai. My father and my grandfather, chziku boy mekamashonim, I've chziku on this tree for years, you can't just move my tree now. I am the muchzik that's my right to have this tree. And if we can calculate, that's what he says. Tais is very bothered by this. Tais says, what do you mean? That's a rabbim. What sheikh is to this? So Tais says, hold lupsha on the sugi. Hold lupsha. Tais says, the sugi was that this Rav Huna's property where he was making a bar was a place that made it just a rabbim. Was a stickler, was just a rabbim. It was a place where rabbim had achzaka. So he says, so Rav Papa told Rav Huna, why you have any tain? It's not even yours. It's long to rabbim. On that, right, let me do his tree. It's a whole different taina up here with Tysus. He's saying, that's what should happen there. That was his taina. The boss of the Nafak, after our papa left, because our papa won him over with this taina, and he had to stop digging, Omar, why don't I tell him, So we have to tie Rashi vach taitzis. Vi Rashi, the taitzis like this. The after Papa left, Rav Huna said, you're tying, you have a chazaka of your tree, that's only going 16 amas, because the tree zinika is only, the sustenance is only 16 amas. And this, I'm making my bar at a 16 amas. Your roots could go 25 amas, actually. But this at a 16 amas, you don't have any chazaka on that. That's what you could have tied it back to Rav Papa. That's what Rashi learns. Vi taitzis, his tiny was that the whole Meitzar, the only letter be machzik on 16 amas, the Rosh Hashanah. But more than that, they can't be machzik. And therefore, I have a right to dig my bar here. If he tells you the whole time it was that Rav Huna's property was a rabbin place, that's only 16 amas. More than 16, but at 16 amas, I could do it. And therefore, he said, I should have tied this. If you got tiny, he didn't have, if you got this tiny, well, you didn't think of it, but he said, I should have said that tiny against Rav Papa.